Well, hello, hello.
Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. This is Vanessa Scott. We're Walking in Wellness with Vanessa Scott. We're on every first Tuesday of the month, and we're so happy to have everyone on the line. And we have an amazing guest for tonight, Dr. Lamar Price from Los Angeles, California. But before I run into who he is, I want to share our mission. And our mission here with Walking in Wellness with Vanessa Scott is to improve the health, well-being, and quality of life for our global audience by empowering them with impactful and applicable information from the best of the best of the best experts in their field and scope of practice that may assist in health prevention of various disorders and diseases. Again, this is Vanessa Scott. I also would like to share that I have a new service that I will be offering. It is the non-invasive laser lipo. And if you want more information on that, you can check me out on Therapia Health and Wellness on Facebook, and we will be sending more information on that and how you can purchase packages. But further ado, I would like to talk about Dr. Lamar Price, who is a certified iridologist, nutritionist, and herbalist. He is out of Los Angeles, California. He practices holistic and natural alternatives to medicine. He travels throughout the United States and around the world, providing his skills as a certified iridologist, herbalist, and nutritionist to educate and promote natural health solutions to many ailments and advanced diseases such as cancer, diabetes, arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, high blood pressure, and a myriad of other conditions. Dr. Lamar currently works with more than 4,000 patients who are recovering from various health issues that range from acute to degenerative stages. He also works with NeNe Leakes and many other celebrities. But further ado, Dr. Lamar Price, we welcome you. Take your liberty.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, welcome. We love to have you and look forward to you sharing so much impactful information. And we're looking forward to questions at the end. So
okay.
Take your liberty.
Well, how's everybody and how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. How about you, sir?
Doing good, doing good. I just want to clear something up. I do work with a lot of celebrities side by side with their medical physicians in the hospitals of alike in the medical world. I work with a lot of celebrities on a personal level to assist them with nutritional values and suggestions, recommendation, and expertise with regards to well-being and their health constitution. But I want to clear the record because it went on. Note that I work for NeNe Leakes or with her, but I don't. I just worked at one time with the family regarding health issues. So, I don't personally work with anyone, and no one's hiring me or, you know, I don't work up under anyone. I'm very solo. God is my boss. The world is my office, and human beings is my target market, and I'm just out here spreading knowledge, spreading information, bringing truth back to the world, back to God's people, to human race, so that people could be set free and delivered from all of their health issues, and not just health, but mental and physical and emotional as well.
Well, that is fantastic. Fantastic. So tell us, Dr. Price, what are your thoughts on the cause of disease?
Okay. A thought is a good question. What is my thought on disease? And I thought hard about it. And, you know, to think about, you know, how do you perceive or interpret when the body doesn't feel good and there's ailments and there's something causing discomfort, something causing pain, something causing you not to feel good, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally. My thought is basically based off of facts. If we have some interruptions or any type of issues going on the phone, it's only because of, I think, the storms, and we're having a lot of network problems. So if I fade in or fade out, I apologize, but I am losing signal, and I'm trying to keep this Wi-Fi signal.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think, because I'm barely hearing you right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just going to continue, and we'll just continue to get as much information from you as long as we can. So we would do whatever we can do, and we just declare that storm to cease right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. You there, Dr. Price? I think we lost him. Okay. Give me one moment. Let me see if he's still there.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. Wonderful. Yes, we...
Okay.
You're back
all
on.
Right. Okay. All right. So my thought on a cause for disease, that will be the question.
Yes. Yes. What are
okay.
your thoughts on the cause of diseases?
Anytime in science and anytime in just natural, simple thinking in life, you want to solve a problem, you want to get an answer to the solution, or an answer to the equation, you got to find the source of the problem. You want a solution to your problems or an answer to anything in life, whether it's disease, why is there crime, why is there hatred, why do people act the way they do when it's out of character, why is there anything negative happening in life, whether it's to my body, to my mind, to my surrounding, to my family members, in any facet of life, if there's something negative that's happening, you have to identify the source. And all diseases, there's nothing positive about disease. All health issues is negative. So the source to anything that's negative would be something that has to be acidic, because anything that's acidic is negative. Anything that is alkaline is positive. The opposite of negative is positive. So for every cause, there has to be an equal effect. For every action, there has to be an equal reaction. To identify disease, when the body is in diseasement and there's no homeostasis, your body's rhythm, the meridian, the chakra, your chi, your energy field is not in frequency and it's static and it's not flowing. That static is a negative charge. And when your body has a negative charge that is showing its face and it's manifested and you're having a physical negative symptom, you don't feel good, you got pain, discomfort, low energy, fatigue, mental clarity is off, cognition, your cognitive reasoning is not there. No matter what the disease is called, because there's so many symptoms, there's so many side effects, there's hundreds of them. That's why there's hundreds variations of cancer. That's why there's so many different diseases, and they got a name for everything. If your toe hurt, they call it something. They call it tolaitis. If your buttons fall off your clothes, they call it buttonitis. They got a name for everything. If your stomach hurt, it's not just a stomach ache. They could say Crohn's disease, colon cancer, diverticulitis. They could say IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, or irregular bowel syndrome. It doesn't matter what they call the diagnosis of your symptom. You want to focus on how did it happen and where did it come from. My thoughts on the cause of all diseases is more than just a thought. It's a fact, because a thought is something that's theoretic, it's an opinion, and it's hypothetical, it's theoretical, and science is always going to be science, and it's always going to be substantial science until someone else comes behind you and proves it wrong. One of the good thing and coolest things about science is that it's done by man, human beings, and knowledge is increasing. Technology is just taking off to a whole nother world. Evil seducing spirits are waxing worse, but we're in a world now where we believe lies over the truth. So my job is, unctioned by God, the Creator, to give truth to his people. Human beings are not getting the full truth. And hear the truth of the whole matter. As a matter of fact, it is a fact. It is substantial. It's an absolute truth. It is absolute that the source of all negative issues, all negative effects, all negative reactions, whether they're physical, mental, environmental, social, on a national or global level, it has to have the source of acid. There is one source to acid, and that is the adversary. That would be the devil. Whether you believe in the devil or not, it's negative energy, because the devil is a spirit. And negative spirits is the same thing as negative energy. Positive spirits is the same thing as positive energy. In the Greek language, the word energy is spirit. In the Jewish Hebrew language, the word energy is the same word for spirit. In Hebrew, it's called ruach, which is spirit and energy. In Greek, the word is pneuma, which is spirit and energy. Two different ethnicity, nationalities, race of people, two different belief systems. One believes in a monotheistic principle of one God, and the other believes in multiple and many gods. But they both agree on one thing, that energy and spirit is the exact same thing. We get the word pneumonia from the Greek word pneuma, which is spirit or energy. Energy transfers. Energy always exists. Energy can never be destroyed. And one of the things about spirits, they do the exact same thing. So if you get to the root of the matter, all mass and matter is made up of molecules. Molecules are forms of energy. And you have good matter, bad matter. As a matter of fact, it is a substantial fact and not just a thought, whether we believe it or not, because a thought is our opinion. I can have a thought about gravity and say, I don't believe in gravity. I really don't believe it exists at all. But if you jump up, gravity says, guess what? I could care less about what you think. You're going to go right back down to that ground, because this is the law of nature. So anything that's of the laws of nature is natural. It's a principle. It's the rule. It's the essence of everything about the earth. It's a universal law. Gravity has to exist. So if gravity exists, then energy exists. Because gravity and energy are one and the same, and they come from the same source. They cannot work without the sun. The sun is the reason why we have a gravitational pull with the communication of the earth and the moon. That whole system, the solar system, works conjunctively together. Well, our body is governed off of that same system. The human body is of the earth. That's why we are called earthlings, because every component, every nucleus, down to the molecular structure of who we are, is of the earth. We have 33 trillion cells to make up the human body. Many people don't believe in Christ. Many people don't believe in Jesus or the concept or the man himself. Whether you believe in it or not, ironically, he lived to be 33. Ironically, he started his ministry, his work, his purpose at 30. It lasted 3 years. And in numerology, three means to recompense, reward, and to restore. Well, the life of all flesh is the blood, and the blood is your life, and your life is your blood, and every human being has 14 pints of blood. And if you have a health issue, you're going to go to the doctor. You could stay all you want till you turn blue and run out of breath. My stomach hurts, my back hurts, the room is spinning, I'm dizzy, I'm nauseous, I can't keep that down, I'm vomiting, my toenails are coming off, my hair is falling out, my eyes are blind, I can't see. They're going to hear you. They hear you. And they can see you in ICU and emergency like you're near death, but they're going to run tests. They say we have to look at your blood. They're going to look in your blood. They're going to look at your blood, and they're going to run a bunch of panels and tests, and they're going to come back with a whole host of numbers that really are irrelevant to you because no two people on the planet are the same, and all clinical studies in America are conducted on one individual. So when they come back with this printout and this readout, you as an individual person with your own blood, your blood DNA, nucleic acid matches your fingerprint. You are coded to just you. You have 22 chromosomes from mom, 22 chromosomes from dad, and one of the parents gave you two extra sex chromosomes to determine if you're a boy or a girl. If you're born a man, you are a YX chromosome or XY. If you're a female, you're born XX. Regardless of how you feel, regardless of your sexuality, regardless of what you think or what your thought process is or your sexual preference is, it doesn't matter. The law of nature says male, female. You are XX or YX, one or the other. And those chromosomes match who you are. And who you are is your blood, and your blood is your life. And whatever's in your blood, it becomes who you are. So if you are sick, you got to focus on your blood. Go to the source. Go to the nucleus. Get to the root of the matter. The matter is energy. Mass and matter is energy. Proton molecules is positive energy. Positive energy is kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is always in motion. It's good all by itself. It's stable all by itself. It needs no help. Negative energy is electron molecules. Electron molecules are unstable. They're potential forms of energy, and they cannot survive without a host. Negative energy needs help. It cannot survive on its own. Negative energy, negative spirits need blood, a body, a temple to dwell in that's unclean. Unclean is acidic. It's negative. But if you have a clean body, an alkaline body, you feel amazing. You're physically strong. Your bones, your joints, your ligaments, your cartilage, your tendons are getting the absorption of the nutrients, which is calcium. Your muscular system throughout the whole entire body, even your heart being a muscle. The heart is a muscle. If you are giving the muscular system the nutrients that it's looking for via your blood cells, who carries the nutrients, which are codes and messages to the organs, they're going to get that potassium that they're looking for. Muscles need potassium. Highest form of potassium is an apple. Ironically enough, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So if you want to get to the root of the matter, why do you not feel good? It's because it's something acidic. Pain is one of the biggest ailments in America. And you know this to be true because pain medicine is the number one selling drug in America. $600 billion in 1 year on one drug. Oxycontin, by the way, by GlaxoSmithKline. Now, if a company can make $600 billion, more money than Trump is asking for a wall, it ain't going to do nothing. It ain't going to solve nothing. Off the record, but $600 billion off of one drug for pain, there's a whole lot of people in America out of 327-something million people in the third largest country dealing with pain. More people deal with pain than any other health issue. So pain med will be the number one drug. Pain comes from a Greek word because English comes from the Latin and the Latin comes from the Greek. And the Greek language, through etymology, you got to go backwards. You got to study. You got to dissect. We get to the root of the matter. I don't want to hear the word pain. It doesn't feel good, but what's causing my pain? It's more than the thought. I don't think that I'm in pain. I know that I'm in pain. I can feel it. It's a fact. You don't feel good because pain in Greek is poin. It means penalty. You are paying a price for something you did to the body when the creator, the one who created you fearfully and wonderfully, made every intricate part of every minute molecular cellular structure down to the essence and nucleus of who you are, knows the numbers of hairs on your whole body. He said, don't defile your temple. Touch not, taste not, Handle not any unclean thing. But the second you eat something bad, your body is going to feel pain. You may not actually physically feel it, but the pain is there because pain has a source. The root and the source of pain is plaque. Plaque comes from mucus. Mucus comes from acid. So when you hear people say, oh, yeah, mucus is the source of all your health issues, that's not true because mucus has to have a source. Get to the root of the matter. Mucus comes from the blood of the cow via the milk duct, mammary gland, and cow's milk. Dairy turns into mucus, which turns into plaque, which turns into pain. And if you want to get rid of pain, get rid of acid. Don't be acidic, because acid creates inflammation. Anything that's negative is acidic. So the source of all health issues is more than a thought. It's a fact, is acid. One of the reasons why I don't get headaches, I don't have sinuses and allergies and catch colds and flus in years, over a decade, it's because I live an acidic life. I think acidic. As a person thinks, so are you. Who are you? Your life is your blood. Your blood is your life. So your blood is being controlled and flowed through blood vessels, veins, and arteries, which is being pumped by a muscle called the heart, and the heart is solely controlled by only one organ, the medulla oblongata, which is located in your brain. So your brain controls the rhythm of the heart, and it's based off of your thoughts. So if you're thinking negative, your heart rate goes up. Heart rate speeds up. Body gets fatigued and tired. Go to the doctor and say, I'm always tired. They're going to say, oh, high blood pressure. They're going to say, oh, you're diabetic. Oh, you got lupus. Oh, you got a vitamin D deficiency. These are all lies. Lies. You want to focus on the source. It's because you're thinking negative. You're worried. You're scared. You have fear, anxiety. And the Creator says, be anxious for nothing. The Creator says, worry about nothing. But since you want to worry about chemtrails and eating right according to your blood type, and you want to worry about your sugar levels that don't mean nothing, there's no sugar coming out your blood, because if you bleed, you do not see sugar. And as a hematologist, which I am, I study blood under microscopes, and I can assure you I do not see any form of sugar moving through blood vessels, veins, and arteries in the blood cells on a nucleate level. Once you eat sugar and you put anything in your mouth, metabolism is the process of turning food into energy. So your food becomes spirit. If you go back to the source of crime, hatred, evil, murder, all of these evil things that are on the planet, everything that's negative, unforgiveness, bitterness, can't talk to somebody, you can't love nobody, you're broke, you can't get right, you keep making the wrong mistakes, you're unstable, you're double-minded in all your ways, and life is a circle year after year after year. You need to go back to the source. When did this start? In the garden. The adversary did not use spousal abuse, or he didn't use suicide to destroy man. He focused on one person that he wanted to destroy, and that was Adam. And Adam's name in the original source of all languages, 6,000 languages come from one source. The nucleus of all languages is Hebrew. You go back to the original language. In that language, Paleo-Hebrew, the word D-A-M, Dam, those letters, D-A-M, Dalet Aleph Mem, that means blood. The first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, the Greeks took it and called it Alpha. And it's called Aleph, number one, or the first, the beginning, the start of something. The first form of blood, Dam, D-A-M, means blood or life. First form of life was Adam. If you want to destroy Adam, destroy his blood. If you want to destroy human beings and kill them, focus on their blood. The blood is nucleic acid, and it's made up of two parts, hemoglobin, which is plasma, 92% water, hydrogen, oxygen. The other part of your blood is iron and calcium, known as platelets. So if we're iron, calcium, hydrogen, oxygen on a cellular level, when you don't get enough hydrogen and oxygen in your body and you're not drinking enough water, then you are dehydrated, no hydrogen, you're lacking oxygen, you're not going to feel good. But they will say it's because of diabetes when your pancreas has nothing to do with that. They will take your feet, your toes, they will take your life, they will take your blood all day long. You're checking blood, sugar levels, and A1C glycemic glucose that comes from one Caucasian man in the 1920s. There's no clinical studies done on any person on the planet but the person they got that number from, BMI, 120 over 80, systolic, diastolic for blood pressure from one gentleman in 1900 out of Darien, Connecticut. You got your triglycerides, 135, coming from one person. You got your LDL, HDLs from one person. All clinical studies are conducted on the white Caucasian man only. So when people of color, Latino, Hispanics, and Black and African Americans alike, or anybody in that derivative or that category, when you go to the doctors, you're doomed. Because all these tests are false positive readings, because the Creator said, let every man be a lie, let God be true. What is my thought on the cause of all health issues? It's deeper than a thought, but it's real simple, because our Creator is smarter than human beings. Our Creator is smarter than man. And like I said, when science is done by man, it's cool, but when science is done by man, it's a problem, because man has removed God from the equation. You cannot separate life and science and creativity and all that exists, all mass and matter, is created in the image of the sun. Everything comes from the earth, and everything about the earth comes from the sun. We already done the research and science to prove that as a fact. Well, where did the sun come from? It's in the image of the Creator, who is the Spirit. It's a reason why angels can't look at them. It's a reason why all of the heavens and the host of thereof, they can't even see him. They can't look at him. He's a big, massive ball of energy. And the sun is created in its image, and look at the sun. It gives everything we need, 92 elements, all your minerals and nutrients. It goes right into the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Out of the ground, if we eat healthy, we will be healthy. And if you want to be healed, the Creator already said it. He said you're already healed. That should mean something to human beings when he says, worry about nothing. But we're so worried about what our sugar levels are. We're so worried about what blood pressure is going to be. Our great-great-grandparents didn't do this. They're not even doing this in about 60 to 80 countries around the world right now. Today, they're not checking sugar levels, and they're not checking their BMI. They're not checking blood pressure. They're not checking this and checking that, C-sections, epidurals, prenatals, birth controls. You go to other countries, them women are having babies right there with no problem, squatting, laying on the floor, getting in the tub, sitting in the bed. They're not at a hospital getting a bunch of shots. This is out of control. We're all sick. We're all dying for a lack of knowledge, and it's going to get worse and worse because evil seducing spirits are waxing worse. We could cry peace, peace. There will be no peace. The government's out of control. Look at politics. Look at the world. Look at the ecosystem. We got people living in fear, thinking about global warming. All you got to do is look at the almanac. It was temperatures. It was just as hot as it is now way back in the 16, 17, 1800s. There was some dates back then where everything was burning up. And they got temperatures. It was just as cold then as cold now. We're always going to have record-breaking temperatures. We didn't live long enough to be here on this planet long enough to say that there's global warming. Everybody needs to know that God is smarter than humans. Nobody is going to say, oh, God, you forgot when you created the earth, being the beginning, the first, the last, the in-between, the middle, the same yesterday, forever, and evermore, and you know everything and all-knowing, you're omnipotent, omniscient, but you forgot about global warming. You forgot that Monsanto was going to poison the soil. Oh, by the way, God, you forgot that there was going to be some chemtrails, and you forgot about pathogens, E. coli, ptomaine, viruses, parasites. You forgot about bacteria. You forgot about viruses. God didn't forget. He never forgot about nothing. He already knew. That's why he gave us 45 pints of white cells called your immune system, your lymphatic system, your leukocyte T cells, NK, your B cells, Nuflo, Mono. They got all these stupid, crazy names that somebody gave them, Ike, Mike, and Tina Turner. I don't care what you call them. That's your immune system. They protect you. They protect you from danger seen and unseen, like ministering spirits. One angel can fight 1,000 demons. Two angels in the ministering spirits can, in the spiritual realm, can fight tens of thousands of demons. Why do you think we are created spiritual and natural? Because our natural body has a defense department, and that defense department, there is nothing on the planet Earth that can kill it. There is no germ, no pathogen, no virus that can kill your white cells. But if you take God's word where he says, don't change, don't add, don't take away from our word, and he clearly created the sun by his word when he said, let there be light, you've removed the sun from 93 million miles away and bring it up close and personal and change it genetically and modify it into a liquid, which he told us not to do, and target the white cells that a German scientist in 1893 called the white cells cancer cells. Kind of ironic that nowhere in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, Betel Sheet to Hiddlegut, that you hear the word cancer, diabetes, or blood pressure, lupus. Lupus is a wolf in Latin. And all these black women who are the leaders of lupus, I don't think they're growing fangs and getting hairy and turning into werewolves when the moon comes out. But people are going to say, I'm lupus. I have lupus. What your bones and joints and ligaments and kidneys and all of these organs got to do with your white cells? Lupus is an autoimmune deficiency. You got people saying, I got MS, multiple sclerosis. MS-13, I know all too well. That's a gang from Los Angeles. You were never jumped into MS, so stop claiming stuff that you're not. God asked Adam and Eve, who the heck told you you were naked? So we are sick mentally. So that's why God says, be ye transformed first by the renewing of mind. You want to fix your physical situation, change your thinking. That's part of repentance. Repentance means change the way you think. Change your thinking. To answer your question, I'll give you the short version answer, because that was the long version. Fear God and keep his commandments. The devil is the source of all health issues.
Wow. So to sum this up, Dr. Price, would you say when people are believing lies over truth, they become victims of those lies? Their health becomes worn out because of the lies that we believe from looking at the news, from listening to the things we see on social media, things that are negative. We've taken all that in, and we're processing that instead of looking at the truth of the matter and declaring that and standing on the truth of God and what he has said. And the only way you get that is by being in his word and
absolutely
standing on
that. Think about this. I got to stop you. God knew everybody wasn't going to be in his word. God knew that everybody wasn't going to believe in God. So it's not even about God. It's not even about his word. It's not even about any of that. It's about the laws of nature. If you are on the planet Earth, you jump up, you have to come back down regardless of your faith. You can pray a prayer of faith and believe by faith and stand on it that I'm going to float and even say in Jesus' name or Allah, you're not going to float. You're coming back down. So it's the principle. Principle is a rule. It's to govern. It's a law. And part of those laws diverting people, the way they think, to control people, to manipulate people, is called witchcraft. That's why all medication is pharmakia in Greek. Pharmakia is pharma in the Latin. The Latin gives us English pharmaceuticals, which is medicine. It means witchcraft, sorcery, mind control, demon possession, everything that's diabolical, sorcery. And the Creator didn't want nobody controlling our minds but us. He don't even control our minds. We're free will moral agents. That means as a human being, you're free to believe whatever you want to believe. Love who you want to love, hate what you want to hate, or whatever you want to do. You can go left, go right, sit up, sit down. But if somebody controls you physically and mentally, that is a form of witchcraft. And what's happening is, it's called the seed of the serpent. You got to go back to the source, the beginning. Satan fed a lie. He's the father of lies. He lied to Eve. He told her, go ahead and eat that tree. Ain't nothing going to happen. You're just going to be smart. You'll be like him. And the problem with that is the tree was good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil. I don't believe it was an apple because apples produce after their own kind, and light produces light. That's a scientific fact. So that means every apple will be causing sin and death. They ate something that was acidic. It never said apple tree. It said the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was the lie to say it was an apple, which came from Satan. And if you feed this seed, you feed this root, you feed it, the root of the matter. The roots come from seed, the seed of the serpent. You feed somebody a lie, and that next generation will have it, the next generation will have it, and the next generation will have it, and we're just spreading the seed. Your seed reproduces. Be fruitful and multiply. Seeds multiply. So we're multiplying lies year after year, decades after decades, centuries after centuries, and we believe in cancer. And we believe cancer is killing us when white cells don't kill you. We believe cancer killed grandma, grandpa, auntie, uncles, brothers and sisters, neighbors and next door teachers and pastors and preachers, and everybody's dying from cancer. If they keep putting that on the market and keep selling it, the market segment's going to believe it. It's an investment interest on something that puts fear in people, because fear has torment. And when you're scared and you're living in fear, when God said, I didn't come to give you a spirit of fear but of a sound mind, we got to go back to the source. Be ye transformed first by the renewing of the mind. We got to change the way we think. So it has nothing to do with being in God's word. It has nothing to do with faith, because faith without the work is dead. So you can have all the faith in the world, but you don't do the work. Simple as detox. Stop listening to negative information. That's work. Part of the work is stop listening to these doctors. They're lying. God said it. Let every man be a lie. Let God be true. God said he already healed you. You're more than a conqueror. You're redeemed. The price was already paid. Our bodies self-heal. Cut yourself. Ta-da! The body self-heals. Watch it. You wait. Time heals all wounds. I'm not a healer. No man can heal. Nobody can heal. Not when God said you're already healed. If God said you're already healed and before you were born he already knew you, then how in the world can we claim healing? The body just does it automatically. Your heart beats while you're asleep. You didn't pray a prayer, now that lays me down to sleep, I pray my soul, my heart to beat. You don't do that. The heart's going to beat on its own because the brain never sleeps. The brain never slumbers. The brain is all-knowing. Your brain has a pineal gland in the prefrontal lobe. That frontal lobe where the prefrontal, that prefrontal lobe where the pineal gland is, that's the very first thing that starts at conception. Our life is not predicated on our faith in God, because your health is more important than your relationship with God. Your health is more important than your faith in God. Because if you don't have your health, I'm working with people every day. I got hundreds of patients I'm working with right now. A lot of them don't even know they're alive. They're on life support. They're not praying in their subconscious and in a coma. Talking about, Lord, raise my body up, heal me. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. I'm going to get up off this ICU bed and all these drips and IVs and feeding tubes and traits and colonoscopy bags. And no. If that was the case, we wouldn't need nothing. We would need God. So it's more to it than faith, because God said it clearly, I will not, this is God talking, he will not dwell in an unclean temple. His spirit cannot be in an unclean temple. So if your body's acidic, and that's medication, and I really don't care whose feelings is hurt. Somebody's feelings tonight need to get hurt. Whoever hears this, hear the truth of the whole matter. Hear wisdom. This is wisdom. This is illumination, revelation, knowledge from the throne. You cannot have God inside of your mind or your body if you have medication. You can't serve two masters. You're either acidic or alkaline. That's why we are dying. That's why we're sick, because all you got to do is look at the side effects to the medication. So if we could continue to push the message to people, let's change the way we think, let's change our diet, let's become a little bit more health conscious than we are, drink more water, eat more fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains, eat more broccoli, yes, broccoli, 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 all day long, raw, eat it. It's a flower. It's from the species Brassica. I study botany. And anybody who thinks they're smarter than God, tell them to call me personally, and we go toe-to-toe on this, because I'm from the streets. I'm very hood when it comes to God. I'm very hood when it comes to truth. I'm very hood, and I'm going to get real street, and I get real gangster when it comes to people being lied to, because I got to watch people die, and they're calling me in hospice when they didn't want to eat healthy. They didn't want to eat. Oh, I was eating keto diet. I was doing the Daniel fast. Stop doing that. Daniel never fasted. What are you doing? And that was Daniel's business. It was consecration to God. He was a vegetarian. He ate fish, and he ate lamb once a year. He was Jewish. He followed his laws in the Torah. Daniel wasn't fasting. We don't even know what that word means. Go back to the King James and look it up. See where King James got it from, the Latin, Rome. See where Rome got it from, the Greek. By the time you get to the Greek and get to the word koinonia, you didn't forget about fasting. It don't have nothing to do with starving yourself. You don't starve the body. The body thrives on nutrients and minerals all day, all night. Metabolism is the process of turning food into energy. All the intermittent fasting and all of this stuff, when our ancestors didn't do this. Great-great-grandma and grandpa didn't do this, and they lived into their 80s and 90s, eating possum and eating stuff that we would never eat. They lived on plantations. They came from Africa, the strongest people on the planet Earth, because of our skin color is melanin, melatonin, and vitamin D. Vitamin D is our pigmentation. It comes from the sun. But yet, they'll tell us that we got vitamin D deficiencies, and we're willfully ignorant according to what God's got to say about it. He says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. They're willfully ignorant, and we're ignorant enough to believe that we got a vitamin D deficiency and that we have an insulin deficiency and we're lacking calcium, and we got all of these things that they're saying, the doctors report, but when God's report says he supplies all of our needs. You need insulin? Pancreas produces it all day long. You need your body to work? Do what he said. Genesis 1 and 29, for every tree I give you meat. He didn't say Buffalo Wild Wings. He didn't say turkey breast sandwiches and ground beef and turkey. He didn't say steaks and lamb chops and ham hocks and fat packs and turkey necks and grits and chitlins mixed in it and all that. Bacon double cheeseburger mixing strange flesh. The life of all flesh is the blood. The most acidic animal on the planet is the pig. Why do you think the government wants us to eat it for breakfast every morning? And for lunch, throw it on a piece of beef. The beef is the cow. The cow is the second most leading acidic on the planet. That animal is acidic. The blood of the cow is acidic. Go to India. I've been to India. Go anywhere in India. They're not eating cow. But yet these people don't check sugar levels, and they're not worried about no blood pressure. They got garlic in their blood. They got curcumin and turmeric. What is wrong with America? What's wrong with us? Wake up, America. We're dying for a lack of knowledge. There's a reason why we're past the book of Revelation chapter 4. We're past it. Rapture ready and all that. Pre-tribulation, all that. It's a wrap. We are already in it. You can buy, trade, and sell. Wear the Apple Watch on your forearm, which is your wrist. See if you can't buy, trade, or sell with it. It's a trip that what's going on in America, but we're so desensitized and we're so obliviated. Everybody is sick. The source of the sickness and disease is us. It's our mind. Change your thinking. You think I care about cancer? I laugh at cancer. And all of the people that are coming to me talking about it, I said, so you suffer with cancer? What's it doing to you? First thing I want to know is, what's your symptom? My stomach hurts. But you just told me you got some kind of erratic cancer, and it's aggressive, and it's metastasized all over your body. Yeah, and I'm doing chemo. So you're poisoning your body with chemical radiational poisoning from the sun. And they're targeting your white cells because that's the only thing that's going to kill your white cells. You're going to get rid of your Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. You're going to get rid of your police department. You're going to get rid of the sheriff. So when some enemy comes to town like a pathogen and it jumps inside of your bloodstream, you die. Because autopsies and coroners and medical examiners do not write the word cancer on your autopsy report. Toxicology don't say nothing about white cell count killed you. Oh, your white cells killed you. That was a man's opinion. That was his thought in 1893 because he was comparing white cells to the red cells that don't multiply. Red cells don't multiply. They carry nutrients, minerals, and vitamins and waste. And back on that broccoli, it's brassica, it's a flower, and cauliflower is good for you. High in sulfur, nutrients, and minerals. It's a living organism. You look up under a microscope at the components of it, you're going to see stuff moving around called microorganisms. I've done it. Corn, eat corn. Joseph fed his brothers corn in the desert when nothing was growing. They did not know nanotechnology in those days when the children of Israel was suffering in famine. They ate corn. That was the only thing they had. Corn is good for you. It's a grain. It's part of the meal family. High in nutrients and minerals. And all of that stuff that people can tell you, that oh, it has no nutrients and it passes right through you. The body knows what to get. It gets what it gets and it shoots out the hole. We need to eat fish. Fish is one of the most healthiest foods on the planet. It's brain food. It's for your heart. It's for your blood. High in nitrogen. High in nutrients. Omega 3, 6, and 9. And 12. I'm telling you, fish is a powerful superfood. It's a reason why Christ, in all his smartness, said, I'm going to give 5,000 men buffalo wings today. Nah, he didn't. He wasn't thinking about breast stop or wing stop or Buffalo Wild Wings. He was like, hey, look, everybody getting some fish sandwiches. Go on and place an order at Showmars or, you know, not McDonald's, but we're going to get fish sandwiches today. That's what everybody's going to get because y'all tired, you're weak, and you're lethargic, and the fish is going to heighten your body. It's going to speed your metabolism up. Because if you go without food for too long throughout the day, you're going to go into what is known as metabolic syndrome. So for all the smart people out there to think they're doing something and they're smarter than the average bear and they're talking about this intermittent fasting, that's cool. To each his own, different strokes, different folks. I'm telling people truth. Don't go without eating. Eat all day. Snack all day like the Japanese. Like Singapore, the healthiest nation in the planet, Singapore. They eat throughout the day, small portions. Every time you turn around, they're eating. Don't believe me? Go to Singapore. Look, study to show you're self-approved, rightly dividing the words of truth. Dissect stuff. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe the hype. It's all hype. There's a lot of smart people out there, but they're not bringing God to the equation. When man forgets God in his conscience, that is called a reprobate mind. And that is the source of a lot of our problems. We're reprobate because we believe lies over truth. God said, I'm going to turn you over. I gave you time to repent. I gave all y'all time to change your mind. Everybody. I'm giving you time to change the way you think and stop listening to all of the lies that you're being fed, and you're eating it, you're dissecting it, and it becomes who you are, and you're living in fear, you're living in vanity. And we're watching people die. Unnecessary. $750 billion a year is spent on unnecessary medical procedures. The treatment in cancer is in the trillions. Treatment is in the trillions. Look at the medical billing. Most people don't. I had somebody look at their billing on an accident and said, I can't believe I was over $800,000 on my medical bill, and I just did a couple of rounds of chemo, and they kept taking blood, and then they did one surgery. That's almost a million. I said, you didn't know? The billions, that's for research. Billions of dollars on trying to figure out cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure. There's no cures for none of this, but it's treatable. So when do we get to a point where we think with a little bit of sense, not common sense, but a little bit of sense, just a little bit, to say, I smell a rat. Something fishy's going on. Somebody's lying. What you mean I'm diabetic? Diabetes mellitus in Greek means pass me some sugar, please. Go to a Greek restaurant and say diabetes mellitus. They're going to bring you some sugar. But yet, I suffer with diabetes. I'm diabetic, type 1, type 2, 0.3, level 5, 1500, 007. I'm diabetic. Ooh, diabetes runs in my family. My mama diabetic, I'm diabetic. Y'all are acting like superheroes around here. Diabetes is a joke, pricking yourself. That thing does not see sugar. It's a test strip, and it's reading your acidic level. And it's not calibrated to no single fingerprint, but the man they got the normal A1C glycemic glucose numbers from. And the problem with all of this is black people lead in diabetes. Black people lead in high blood pressure. Black people lead in all health issues, and we're the minority. We're not the majority. There are 20 million Asians living in America, and there's nowhere near that many blacks. Not that many blacks. We are the minority, not Asians, blacks, but yet we lead in all health issues. Why do I sound the way I do? Because I'm the one who gets to get phone calls all day long from everybody sick and dying, and I'm like, well, you've been listening to the doctors. They didn't fix you. They the ones that figured out what was wrong with you, but they can't fix you. But how am I helping people get rid of all their health issues? I tell people, first of all, change your thinking. Let's change your thinking and stop trying to be so spiritual. I believe in God. I'm spirit-filled. I love God. I live for God. I'm bona fide, the real deal saved. The problem is we have a form of godliness, but we're denying his power. We're professing Christ. We profess it. Oh, I love the Lord. Oh, I love God. Oh, I'm saved. I'm the bishop. I'm the pastor. I'm the teacher, elder, evangelist, prophetess, and all that. But yet you sick and you on Red Bull, Monster, energy drinks, putting all this poison in corn syrup, starch, fructose, sucrose, superlose, sorbic acid, citric acid, malic acid, folic acid, sodium dextrose, benzate, bicarbonate. You putting medication, lincitapril. You know how many pastors I know on lincitapril, which is made with 6 molecules of hydrogen, 6 molecules of carbon, 6 molecules of chlorine. 666 don't mean anything. Look at all the people who proclaim God as their Savior, but they're all on medication. Woo! I'm hot. I'm on fire right now. Y'all better ask me something or I won't stop.
Well, I have someone who is asking a question, so give me 1 second. Okay, the question is, can you hold on 1 second. Okay, the question is, what is your thought about organic and GMO, and what is, you know, corn? Is corn a GMO?
Good question. Anything could be genetically modified, but it's not created that way because there's only one creator. The definition of creator means God. God, the definition of God is creator. That's why God said there is no other God but me. There's no other creator. Man can't create nothing. We can't make multivitamins. We can't make minerals. We can't make fish. We can't make corn. We can't make anything that's a living organism. We can manipulate it. We can mess with it. But once again, it doesn't matter about GMOs, genetically modified organisms. It doesn't matter about hybrids. It doesn't matter about anything that man with his corrupted, perverted self is going to do, because God is smarter than humans. God knows more than we do, and he was here before us and here after us, and he's here around before we can even think what thinking is. He's better than us. And in his foreknowledge, he already knew we were going to try and do this stuff, so he created 45 pints of whitetails that sees everything. If you eat anything that's genetically modified, whether it's organic or not, whether it's corrupted, poison, listen, sis, coach, listen to this. Think about this. How many times do we know people have gone to cookouts, buffets, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, or we go to church and eat all of this junk, all of this potluck? Stop eating potlucks, for the record. Tell everybody, potluck, it goes back to luck. Luck is Luciferian. It comes from Lucifer. It's a derivative. And all of that pot is the witch's brew. It was a way to poison people. Satan used food in the garden to destroy man. He ain't changed his game. So he's going to use man, evil seducing spirits, to get inside of the man's mind to manipulate and orchestrate and try and derive something out of something and be a creator within their own self. There's only one creator. So you can try and manipulate molecules all you want, organisms all you want. You eat this stuff. You went home. You ate the macaroni and cheese. It tastes good. You ate the chicken. It was delicious. It smelled good. And whoever put their foot in it and their toenails and toe jam, it was the bomb. But funny thing happens late that night. You start vomiting, sweating, got chills, and your body is shaking. You're disoriented, diarrhea all over yourself, can't keep nothing down. And then you think for 1 second, I got food poisoning. But you didn't see it. You didn't smell it. There are things that exist. That's why it's all mass and matter. It's forms of energy. 95% of everything that exists, you cannot see it. That's why Paul, in his illuminated self from God, he says, the mystery of the unseen things. I'm a scientist. I studied chemistry and physics, and I know there's a lot of things you cannot see. I've had access to labs where you look under microscope and you see stuff that it's a whole other world. But it's magnified thousands of times on top of a thousand. Interesting, oxygen is all around us. You can breathe the molecules, but you can't see them. You can see the manifestation of it, and oxygen is the number one source of life. But it comes from God, who's the source of oxygen. He breathed into man's nostrils. It's called ruach, the breath. It's oxygen, the form of energy. And that's why our blood is 92% water, hydrogen, oxygen. So anywhere there's hydrogen, oxygen in your blood, and you mix it with a genetically modified organism or chemical, because it's acidic, anything that's man-made or modified is negative, because God said don't add, don't change, don't take away. It's cursed. You put something cursed in your body, he already knew it. That's why he tells us, don't worry about it. I got you, boo. God is saying that every day, all day, but we're not listening. We're worried. He said, you don't add one day to your life by worrying. Stop. Well, it's a GMO. So it doesn't matter. You went to a buffet and you ate all the germs, the pathogens. You pumped your gas. You wasn't worried about the germs on that gas pump. You went to the shopping stores and you got a shopping cart or a buggy. You weren't worried about the germs. You touched the doorknob. You touch this stuff in public. You walk outside. Listen, there's so much emission from cars. Look at all the cars on the road. You don't see the fumes, the odors, the carbons, and all of the chemicals, but you're breathing it in, but you want to worry about some organic. That's a label. It's a trick. It's trickery and conery. All you got to do is study to see if you can approve of organic. I don't approve of organic because I know it's a joke. It's a label. You're going to pay more money. I don't buy nothing organic, and yet I don't get sick. You hear how fast I talk? I go all day long like this, 22 hours a day. I lectured 2 days. I lectured at two different places the other day, Sunday, Saturday lecture, all day. I think if anybody's listening from Saturday's lecture in Atlanta, we didn't finish till 12:45. I started talking at 3:30. I didn't finish till 12:45, and the people did not want to leave and still stayed up all night and still was pushing it early in the morning, 5:30 up, going. It's because the alkaline is energized. Energy is alkaline. That's why the bunny rabbit is alkaline, keeps going and going and going. We could be productive. You don't need that much sleep. When you're acidic and you're full of junk and acidic chemicals and all of this stuff that you're putting in your body is man-made, and you overload yourself with it, you overconsume yourself with it, negative energy is stored energy, and you slow down. You need more rest. You can't think straight. You get frustrated. And then you're confused. The spirit of confusion will come into your body. Adam and Eve was confused. They thought they were naked. And God said, Adam, who told you you were cancer? Who told you you were diabetic, Adam? Eve, what you talking about? Lupus. Eve, who told you that you had a vitamin D deficiency? Didn't I tell you I supplied all your needs? Y'all must have ate something acidic. Mm-hmm. The tree of good and evil, plus and a negative together is negative. The reaction was negative, mentally, spiritually. So all of these people that are worried about hybrids and GMOs, they're acidic. When you're alkaline, you don't worry about your great-great-grandparents. They weren't worried about it. They were doing nanotechnology back in the 20s. Yeah, gene splicing, taking cell caps off the chromosomes. So we don't have to worry about that, but they definitely was in hybrid and corn in Joseph's day, in ancient days. So corn is good. It's not a hybrid. You can manipulate anything, add colors to it, but tell people don't worry about that stuff. Don't worry about it. My thought on it is don't worry about it. Eat healthy and you'll be healthy.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to go into Q&A and comments. And if you have a comment or a question, you can dial #1 on your phone, and that will let our team know that you are in the queue. And then when you're finished asking your question, you can dial 1 again to return back onto the line. So are there any questions or comments at this time?
Yes, we do have a caller, area code 832, last 4, 0356. You are now live on Walking in Wellness.
Well, hello. My name is Valerie Fisher. I'm Vanessa Scott's sister.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling in. And, dear sister, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a question. I kind of heard on a vitamin D deficiency, and that's what I'm going through right now with the vitamin D deficiency. And I wanted to know, is it a supplement that I may can take for that?
Good question. You said you're suffering with vitamin D or going through with vitamin D deficiency. That's a lie. So change your thinking from this day forward, walk in victory. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. God did not come into this life to give you some vitamin D deficiency. He said that you have life more abundantly. Abundant life comes from the sun. The sun is the highest form of vitamin D. As long as that sun is shining, the whole earth gets vitamin D. One of the interesting things about vitamin D is known as melanin. Vitamin D, medically and clinically and scientifically, is a fact that it's the same thing as melatonin. Melatonin is vitamin D. Vitamin D is the same thing as your pigmentation or skin color. So if you have skin color, you have more vitamin D than anybody. The darker you are, the more vitamin D you have. And for the record, if God said he supplied all of your needs and one of your needs is vitamin D, then you have it. It's in an apple. It's in oranges. Broccoli is high in vitamin D. Cauliflower, garlic is high in vitamin D. All the fruits, all the vegetables, everything from the earth has vitamin D. Hands down, I will go toe-to-toe with anybody who has the gall to say that the earth and the fruits and the vegetables, the nuts and the grains, do not have vitamin D. I'm a scientist. I've proven it. I've looked under microscopes. The component, the element of vitamin D is there in everything we eat, and it comes from the earth. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, and God said it with his own words, and it comes from the sun. And you can never have a deficiency. And all you got to do is ask yourself, well, if you have a vitamin D deficiency, then what is your symptom? You can't figure it out because you don't have none. And if you go online and say low energy and tired and fatigued, that don't have nothing to do with no vitamin D. That sun is shining whether you're tired or happy or sad or crying. It's time to die. It's time to be born. It has nothing to do with vitamin D. That's your skin color. Your skin color is vitamin D. Black people cannot have a vitamin D deficiency. So since they're lying to us to push the vitamin D pills OTC over the counter, which makes $35 billion a year, who do you think they're making all this? Somebody's car is doing something. Maybe they should mute their phone or something. But anyway, vitamin D comes from the sun, and we all got it. If you think that you're lacking it, stop thinking that you're lacking vitamin D. You're only saying it because some fool told you that. The fool is dead in his heart. There is no God. I told you, if you remove God from science and you remove the creator from the medical world, which he has nothing to do with the medical world because it's all witchcraft, you got to trust in him with all your thinking. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll lead you and guide you to let you know, how can I have a vitamin D deficiency if he said he already gave it to me? And it's in the sun. Why am I even worrying about it if I got a vitamin D deficiency? They only trying to push a drug. So, sis, you don't have a vitamin D deficiency. So thank you for your question and your call. I don't even care if you don't believe me, to be honest. And I'm going to be blunt. I'm not arrogant. I'm very humble about what I say. My job is not to force anything on you. I'm presenting water. It's up to you to drink it. I'll lead you to the truth, but I can't force you to believe truth. You have to believe what you want to believe. I'm going to state a fact. It's a fact that vitamin D is all around us. You don't think you got it, then go eat an apple, and I guarantee you your cells will see it. So in your mind, you think you don't have it because somebody planted a seed, the seed of the serpent. Satan is the father of lies. He put that in man so the doctors in the medical world could tell you that. They didn't study nutrition. They don't have a clue of what they're talking about. That's why they give you medicine. Okay? Next question.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Carla. And you can dial 1 to return back onto the line. Any other callers or comments? Okay, we have two more.
We have two more callers. Caller, area code 864, last 4-0565. You are live on Walking in Wellness.
Hi, Vanessa Scott. Hi, doctor. How you guys doing?
All right.
We're
doing good. Celebrating life.
Great. I'm happy. You guys are getting gangster healthcare. Yes.
Man, we got to be. The devil ain't playing.
Nah, I'm happy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is so much wisdom. So much wisdom. It's an honor. It's an honor.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in and getting some wisdom here to apply to your life.
Most definitely. I enjoy this. Thank you guys so much. You have made my night. You have no idea.
To God be the glory. What's your question?
My question was, like, I'm working on my health currently and kind of purging out some doctor's lies, so to speak. And
okay.
I'm one of those patients that argue with the doctors.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is that since I heard you made a statement that you don't do organic, so you do strictly just from the garden to the table.
Not from the garden. I go to the grocery store. I'll go to Walmart and eat some fruits and vegetables. I'll go to Food Lion, Food for Less, buy those. I get a fruit from anywhere. It doesn't matter where you get the fruit from because everything in life has a code. What I do suggest and what I do is rip the skin off because I know the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, works with the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, and conjunctively they have what is known as MAP, M-A-P, like road map. You go on the FDA's website, go up to the top right corner where it says search, type in MAP, modified atmospheric packaging will pop up. Modified atmospheric packaging means we're going to spray everything with carcinogenic chemicals to preserve it. To coat it from oxygen, because anything that's a living organism, once it leaves its life source, it has to die. So no matter what the fruit or vegetable is or where it came from, who produced it or the name that they want to give it, it doesn't matter the farm, it doesn't matter the farmer's market, it doesn't matter organic, they're spraying everything. If you don't believe me that they're spraying organic, go to the grocery stores and look where organic is. And I'm going to tell you what's happening. Because of something called E. coli, ptomaine, and cross-contamination, just airborne pathogens. They already know, you know what, so nobody gets sick and come back and sue us, we better spray this organic stuff too. They may not spray it when it leaves the soil, but by the time it gets to the grocery store, it's been through a whole lot of process. You don't know what's going on in the back of the produce store. They're kicking stuff around. They got water that's tainted. They got all kind of stuff. Peel the skin off of everything, zucchini, cucumbers, apples. Peel the skin off. Don't eat the skin of nothing. And when they tell you, the skin is the rich and the nutrients and all of this, man, they lying. They want you to eat the skin. The most important part is the core, the seed, the flesh, the fiber. Don't juice. I don't believe in juicing. Get all of it. Get the whole matter. Hear the truth of the whole matter. The truth. You got to dissect it. Get the blend it up. Blend everything. Just peel the skin off of everything. I promise you, you will never get sick. I don't, and all the people who are following me, they don't either, and we're not buying organic. Save some money. Now, if you just feel mentally, conditionally comfortable with organic, that is your right, your prerogative. I don't take that away from nobody. Go buy organic. I'm saving some money. I'm on a budget.
It sounds good because I'm currently deprogramming myself, so hey.
Thank you. Please do.
Yeah,
thank
I'm
you,
learning.
Colin.
Thank you.
Any more questions before we get off?
Okay, last caller, area code 210, last 4-3532. You are live on Walking in Wellness.
Thank you so much. My name is Cheryl Adams. I'm in San Antonio. Mine is more of a comment than a question. 4 years ago, the doctors lied to me and said I had cancer. And God used Dr. Price to save my life because I was able to hear truth about God's medicine. I got on his regimen 4 years ago, and I am stronger than I've ever been, walking 10 miles, running 5Ks. And I believe, and I just told somebody the other day, so it's so profound that they sent me this text about this call, that I said, I believe if I would not have been stopped by the lies and walked away from chemotherapy, I wouldn't be speaking to y'all right now today. Someone asked me, they said, are you still drinking that green stuff? Talking about Dr. Price's gin and juice. I call it Genesis and juice so they won't think it's alcohol. And I said, yes, that was not a fad. It was not a diet. It was not a phase. It was a lifestyle change. And when I began to change my way of thinking, change my way of eating, and just change my way of living, I, 4 years later, am still walking so strong in the victory of the lives where I was not a survivor of cancer, but I survived the chemotherapy that they put me through. That was my comment. I'm glad to hear from you, Dr. Price. We miss you here in San Antonio. I can't wait till you come through here again.
Likewise, likewise. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in. Stay strong, stay encouraged, stay healthy.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. All right, Dr. Price. And I would like for you to share with the listening audience how they can get in contact with you and share a little bit about you as a herbalist, iridologist, and nutritionist. If you can share your information, how we can get in contact with you.
Yes, I can. You can find me on social media, and that will be Instagram, Facebook. You can find me on any of those apparatus and platforms, even YouTube, under The Realist Health Coach. The Realist Health Coach, Realist. That says in real health coach, the real deal. You can Google my name, Lamar Price. You'll find me. It'll lead you to almost everything. You can also type in Dynamic Health Solution. So Facebook, Instagram, at Dynamic Health Solution, Dynamic Health Solutions. The solution that is so dynamic to your health, and it's so simple. God takes the simple things to confound the smartest people on the planet. I keep everything simple. That is what I'm about, simplicity. Less is best. Too much is given, much is required. It's time out that we're putting so much thought and so much energy into trying to figure out how to stay healthy, how to stay alive, how to be the best when God is not requiring all of that. Keep it simple. Wake up every morning, you got new grace, new mercy. You wake up every morning, be happy. Give gratitude and thanks. Be grateful for what you have and what you don't have. Stop trying to catch up with everybody else and be like everybody else. Keep it simple. Stay in your lane. I love the Bible verse from the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4:11. It says, shut up. Learn how to be quiet. Work with your own hands. Mind your business. That's my message to everybody. Let me do the talking. I'm going to talk for you all because I studied already. I studied for you all. I went to school. All of the degrees and athletes and all of the certificates mean nothing. All these people with titles, all of these preachers and elders and teachers, if they don't give truth and feed God's people, these are God's sheep, and they're dying. And we're willfully ignorant, and we're like dumb, innocent lamb being led to slaughter. We are being slaughtered left and right. And I want to encourage everybody, You reach out to me if you have a health issue, a family member, a friend, an enemy, a neighbor, a colleague, a coworker, just a total stranger carrying an oxygen tank down the street. Tell people. Give them my information. My number is 424-274-2016. 424-274-2016. I'm transparent. I'm an open book. My life is out there. I'm not hiding from nobody. I'm open. I have no enemies. I'm covered by the blood. I'm protected. So you all need to be protected. You got to guard your heart and your mind and your soul. And you can only do that through God. And the only way that's going to be a fact and an actual evidence that you are doing this right is that you eat right. You change your diet. Diet is everything. The way you eat is who you are. Get this stuff out of your body. Get these chemicals out of your body. Detox. I have a detox. Call me. I'll put you on my regimen. If you want to know what's going on in your body, call me. I'll do an iridology exam. Iridology is simple. I can look in your eyes and tell you everything that's going on. I don't need to have you take your clothes off and smash your breasts in the machine. That's ridiculous. Time out for all of that. It used to be 2 years and 1 year, then every 6 months. Before you know it, they're going to tell you every week, come and get a mammogram. I mean, come on. This stuff is ridiculous. Smashing the breasts and exposing you to radiation, they're going to run out the room. They don't stand next to you for that Kodak moment. So wake up, people. Stop listening and giving all your blood. These companies are big tech companies, pharmaceutical companies. They're taking your blood by the barrels. They got an investment interest in you because your blood is pure. Your blood is unique. Study about Henrietta Lacks and look how profound and astonished and blown away they were off of her blood. Well, why do you think they want your blood? Because they're going to take it and mix it with collagen and some fake vitamin E and start injecting it into other people so their skin don't crack and get big lips and get big butts. Companies like Botox, they do this stuff. You all wake up. Get your life back. Relax. Breathe. Take a deep breath and say la. Repent. It means change your thinking. Go back to the beginning, to the basics, back to the garden. For every tree is meat. Cows don't eat meat. They don't drink milk. So leave milk alone. That's the source of a lot of your problems. You can't see. Your vision's off. Cataracts and glaucoma. Cataracts is plaque. Glaucoma is mucus. But they're going to lie and say it's your diabetes. Your pancreas don't have nothing to do with that. Getting your feet cut off, pancreas don't have nothing to do with that. Vitamin D deficiency. It has nothing to do with nothing. These are all lies. If you live in the truth has made you free. So I want to encourage people, reach out to me. I'm available. Share my information with everybody. At Dynamic Health Solutions. Go on YouTube. Google Lamar Price. You can type in Realist Health Coach, Lamar Price, Facebook. You'll find me. I'm out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You have, let me tell you, knocked it out the box.
I hope so, because we're
know.
In the box. We need to get out the box.
You have blessed the socks off us. I mean, phenomenal. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being an amazing guest and sharing all the, oh, my goodness. I've been taking notes. I have two sheets with notes and trying to take notes and listen at the same time. So
yeah, we don't have enough time to push out all of the information that's in my brain. The human brain can hold 600 trillion terabytes worth of information. Apple computer is at 1 terabyte. Our brain can hold 600 trillion terabytes worth of information. We can formulate a thought in half of a second. That's faster than any calculator or supercomputer. We can formulate up to 600,000 thoughts a day. Trust me, I'm telling God to use me, abuse me for his glory, use me to the fullest. I'm a servant. I'm about the humblest guy you meet. If you all think I'm arrogant and proud, trust me, I'm not. Pride comes before a fall. I'm too stupid. I'm not that stupid. I'm too smart for that. I'm going to stoop low and stay low. I'm staying right where I'm at. I'm not trying to impress nobody. I'm not trying to say I'm smarter than anybody. I got a lot to learn and a lot to live, and I make mistakes every single day, and I'm no better than anybody. My job as a servant, I'm just one portion of the body. I'm just a little tiny right pinky toe, and if you get rid of that pinky toe, your balance could be off. ask anybody who gets their feet cut off. They got to walk with a cane. So I'm just a little minute decimal in our lives. I'm in not just a black thing. I'm in all human race. It's not just the Hispanic, Latinos. It's all human. I'm here to help human people. If you have blood and somebody's had the problem, please tell them to contact me. I'm only on this planet for a few years. I'll make it to 100 easy, but only on the planet for a few years. So we got to come back. I'll do this again. You all bring me back. And be
yes,
careful
absolutely.
What you're hearing. A lot of people are going to get on this show, Coach. A lot of people are going to get on your show, and they're going to sound smart. And they're going to have all of this. I studied this, and I was with that person and that person. Man, these folks don't believe in God. These folks don't believe in real science. These people ain't studied. They don't know. They're hearing stuff. And YouTube is not enough. That university doesn't work. Because there's a lot of lies on YouTube. There's a lot of lies on the internet. The Bible says study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the words of truth. If you want truth, you got to dissect it and go get it. Hear the whole truth of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. And I promise you, God will lead and guide you into the right way. That's what his spirit does. It'll lead you into all truth. But that can only be when you're alkaline and healthy. So, Coach, thank you for your time. I want to be a part of what you all do. I don't mind. As long as we're all one cord, one mind, we can walk together. If we agree, we can do this. We can make some things happen. We can change communities. We can help lessen crime. Yeah. We can cut back on all of what's happening to the black community, the Hispanic community, just men being locked up in prison, being not present, being removed from the equation, not in the homes, and the women that defend themselves. We got Cardi B, Nicki Minaj raising our kids, and Drake raising the boys, and 2 Chainz, Fetty Waps, and Weezy, Cheezies, and Keezies, and Nook Nooks, and all of these crazy stuff that's out there. Everybody's smoking and getting high and drunk all the time, and this is what we're living for. So we got work to do.
We have work to do. We'll have you back on, and I just thank you for being such a very humble. And I always say you are very humble, and you practice what you preach. And we thank you for the listening audience, and stay tuned for next month, the first Tuesday of every month. We have Walking in Wellness with Vanessa Scott, and I say we have the best of the best in their field, as you can see. So thank you, and God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.